This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
On Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Today we're talking about sibling grief. It's Relationship Wednesday. And this is perhaps maybe one of the griefs that are left unattended because, you know, there seems to be somebody more important or whose grief is more considered than a sibling's grief for their sibling. Should it even be that way? You know, because I'm trying to think or put myself in those shoes how it would be so unbearable. So unbearable. But to try and understand this, I'm joined on the line by mental health coach Elijah Masuelelo. Always a good day when I get to talk to my kind sir. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Takani, good morning. Good morning to our lovely listeners. Wow, what a topic you are raising this morning.
Sure. Such a topic. It's so deep. And I think it's very important that we understand it. So why do we find that sibling grief has been almost entirely overlooked in the literature on bereavement?
Takani, let me first tell you why this topic is so timely.
Okay.
We just published a book by a mother called Living with an Angel. And this mother just lost a son, a child, firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
And this book is so powerful in that, it, you know, there's a line that catches me in the book.
Mm.
And she says, when I left the hospital, I was asking myself, what am I going to tell your siblings when I get home?
Yeah.
Now, you see, that is the most important part and aspect of this whole conversation.
Mm.
Because we don't talk about the siblings.
Yeah.
When a parent loses their child, they're only thinking about themselves.
Mm.
And like you rightfully said, even in literature, we only focus on the one who gave birth to the child.
Mm.
We don't think about the ones who actually lived with the child, the ones who interacted with the child, the one who became close to the child, the one who became a pillar of strength.
Mm.
And I think this is where, you know, most of us make a mistake to think that the only person who's impacted by the loss is the parents or other parents. And now we find that in the process, we do not provide necessary assistance or counseling services for the siblings.
Yeah.
The only person who goes for counseling, guess who? It's the parent.
Mm.
And also what even becomes even much more disturbing is that you find that the parent come back and now starts, you know, to destroy the lives of the other children without her realizing.
Mm.
Because now she says to these children, the child who actually passed was much more important to me than you are. And these children are now saying, we are also grieving, we are also looking towards you to find some kind of solace, and yet here we are, we feel now ostracized.
Sure.
You know, so it becomes so damaging even further. Now the children are damaged by the loss of their sibling, now they are being damaged by the mother, and now they are being damaged by every other person, because bear in mind, the families and the relatives are also coming to support the mother.
Yeah.
They are giving the support to the mother and not the sibling. So, and I think this is what I like about this book, that says, while I'm also grieving, I need to also pay attention that there are people around me.
Mm.
And how are these people now affected by this loss? So we need to go back to say, in our interventions, we must never ever forget that particular child who passed on was also part of the bigger system.
Yeah.
She or he has also impacted these other children who are left behind.
Sure, and I do understand that, you know, as a parent, the biggest loss you'll ever face, and God forbid we do not face that, but is the loss of a child. So we can't compare that, and I think we shouldn't even be talking comparison, but let's now maybe just reflect on the pain that a sibling goes through. It's called the biggest pain and the biggest loss for a parent, but what about the sibling? What kind of a loss is it?
Yeah, okay, now, and I want us to go and understand why this is called a biggest pain for the parent.
Yeah.
And the same pain is trivialized when it comes to the sibling.
Yeah.
The reason why it's called the biggest pain is because the parent has given birth to this child.
Mm.
The parent has raised this child. The parent has watched this child go through different stages of life.
Yeah.
But the only difference between a sibling and a parent would be that the sibling did not give birth to this child. However, You take, for example, siblings who grew a year apart or even months apart.
Mm.
These children grow together in essence. They support each other. They become each other's pillar of strength. They talk to each other. They become friends. They become more than just, you know, any other person. They spend even much more time with each other than they would with the parent. And here I'm talking about a parent who might be working.
Mm.
Now, you'll find that that parent has got much more connection to this sibling. And when that part of their life is taken away, the sibling also feel like they can also die because part of them has been taken away.
Yeah.
And nobody asks about that. Nobody pays attention to that. And the difficulty with this is that because the support has been get towards the parent, the sibling end up now withdrawing from the situation.
Mm.
The sibling starts to, you know, some of them, they even become afraid to speak about it because this does not appear to be my loss. It appears to be the mother's loss. So let me pull myself to the side and learn to grieve, you know, differently or on my own without even telling other people. Some are able to talk about it. Some are only able to keep it within themselves. And usually the parents might think, my son who is left is dealing so well with this situation.
Mm.
Without her realizing that in actual fact, he's not dealing well with it. He has chosen to close that subject and suppress it so that he does not feel the pain or express the pain because nobody might understand how he or she is feeling.
Absolutely. And I think you said something earlier on, which personally I feel it links to my next question when you say siblings are re-traumatized because they are not even able to grieve because their grief must be put in the back so that the parents can grieve. So how does it explain maybe why these siblings might sometimes lose their innocence when a brother or a sister dies? And in which manner do they even lose this innocence that you've seen?
Yeah. Now you see, and this is where the problem is, because now, the moment, let's take for example that the sibling who passes on is the firstborn.
Yeah.
Now immediately there comes an unspoken expectation that the sibling who's remaining must now fill the shoes of the firstborn.
Mm.
Now suddenly there's so much pressure put on this other sibling who's left behind. And also that sibling might also be expected to be the pillar of strength to the grieving parent.
Yeah.
Now, suddenly this sibling is finding himself in a situation whereby now I can no longer be that innocent child. I have to lose this and step up to a certain extent. But I also have to be the one explaining to everybody when the visitors come, I'm the one who should receive them. Because my mother, in our culture, usually the mother will be sitting on the mattress.
Yeah.
And the father would be going out to arrange all these things.
Yeah.
Now, these poor siblings might be the one having to now deal with these things, make tea, receive them, do this. And also, you don't have to feel anything regarding this. You have to just, you know, allow us, the parents, to grieve because you're still young, you know?
Mm.
And this is where the mistake is made, that, you know, you cannot want to dictate how this child should feel, how they should react, and you need to go and ask, how does this make you feel? So that you don't find yourself in a situation whereby now you have forced this child to lose their innocence through your actions or inaction, or without you paying attention to how they're feeling and what they're going through, because that does not only affect the parent, but it affects everybody else in the family setup. And sometimes parents tend to be, they tend to be very ignorant of all these things.
Mm.
And they want everybody else to focus on them and not on this particular child. Now, this child end up now going into their little corner and becoming somebody else that the family doesn't know. And over time, you may find that the loss of their sibling starts now to affect their psychological functioning, and they become rowdy, then they become, you know, maybe naughty, or they just lose themselves completely. And that's how they lose their innocence.
Sure, we are out of time, but I think this next question is very important, and maybe we can sum it up real quick. How do we then, as a family, not just the parents, but the aunts, you know, the uncles who are surrounding this family, how do we avoid the mistake of trivializing the sibling's grief?
Yes, and this is very important. I think the first step
Yeah.
Usually when there's a loss of a child, let counseling be for everybody in the family. Mm. That's the first point. And secondly, as the anger and everybody else, look at this loss as everybody's loss. Now, take your time to pay attention to the younger child and the older siblings and so forth, and those who are left behind, basically, so that you are able to understand how it affects everybody and not the one who gave birth to the child. And also, do not make this loss as if it's a mother's loss. It's a family loss. And understand how it impacts the whole family, from the little one to the eldest one, so that the family can heal simultaneously, and not only one person, but also parents must stop making it about themselves. Understand that these kids that are left are also grieving the loss of their sibling. Now, when they lose you as a parent in terms of you spending them in and out of hospital, you are now, you know, causing another loss to these children. Mm. That creates now fear. These children now are scared that we might now lose our mother. We might now lose our father and so forth. So be careful of how you also behave, because we understand, and we're not forcing anybody to grieve, to put time on their grieving.
Mm.
But we are saying, in your grieving, bear in mind that there are other people in the house who are affected by your loss.
Absolutely.
And if you don't know how to grieve, this book that we published is very helpful in helping parents and siblings who have gone through the loss. Living with an Angel. I love it. It's a good book, very emotional, very vivid, very clear, and it helps to deal with the process of grieving. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having this time and chatting with us. We really do appreciate it. Please have a lovely day further.
Thank you. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Sure. We should not, and I repeat, we should not make the mistake of trivializing the grief of a sibling, because in many instances, these kids or these siblings don't just lose their best friend or their sibling. They are losing a parent in the process, who gets so deeply stuck in their grief that these children have to grieve over and over again.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.